Let's bring in Joe Fisher. Joe, I trust you had a good vacation.
I did. It was short, but very enjoyable. Little trip west to visit in-laws and play a little golf and relax a little bit. It was very nice.
Joe, sad news concerning the Commodores basketball family. Bob Frederick, the son of basketball operations director Brad Frederick, and the former athletics director at Kansas, died in a cycling accident. I texted Kevin Stallings yesterday to pass along my condolences, but Bob Frederick, very well liked, in the collegiate sports community, and obviously very close to Kevin. So we send our condolences along to Brad.
Yeah, absolutely, we do too. That was so stunning to hear, and as you said, very well liked, very well respected for the time he put in and all the things that were accomplished on his watch. And thinking of Brad and his family, obviously, through this time, because, it's always tough. But when it's something that's totally unexpected like that, it's just going to be just doubly difficult for them to deal with.
Pretty good weekend at the College World Series so far for the SEC. Saturday, Arkansas beats Fullerton State. LSU tops Virginia. And crazy as it sounds, they'll meet tonight in the winner's bracket, so some major familiarity there.
Yeah, and so somebody gets a huge upper hand. You know, whoever wins that game is really in the driver's seat in Omaha. It's interesting. Arkansas went through that swoon mid-season that was really precipitated by Vanderbilt's visit to Fayetteville. And after that, struggled throughout the course of the season, made it barely into the SEC tournament. Vanderbilt beat them again soundly in the tournament, but they have put it together at NCAA tournament time and playing very well now. And, of course, LSU, I'd be hard-pressed to pick anybody else in that field in Omaha to win this tournament. Arizona State might be a candidate the way they're playing right now, too. But I tell you, LSU just seems to have all the weapons. They've got plenty of pitching. They've got tremendous offense. So I think they're going to be hard to beat. It's funny to think Arkansas and LSU meeting today, Vanderbilt against those two teams this year was 4-1. So it's a little frustrating.
It just lets you know. And Joe, North Carolina lost to Arizona State 5-2, but Jacob Stallings, of course, grew up here in Nashville, 1-for-3.
Actually, gave him a chance to win the game. His single came in the ninth with one out, representing the potential winning run. They pinch ran for him, and then the next two hitters struck out. It went to extra innings, and Arizona State got a three-run bomb in that extra inning session and won it. But Jacob starting at DH again with 1-for-3, was also hit by a pitch. Since I was traveling yesterday, I didn't get a chance really to communicate much with Kevin, but I can only imagine the butterflies seeing your son walk to the plate in Omaha for the first time. That had to be pretty special.
And at the St. Jude Classic, a short stay for Brant Snedeker. His frustrations continue.
Yep.
+8, misses the cut by 8.
I actually saw him, Joe. I was down there Saturday and saw him. He wasn't playing on Saturday, but he was on the putting green, putting with, I believe, his coach Virgil Herring for a long time.
You know, I think, Frank, he felt like he didn't hit the ball that badly. He's not making any putts right now, and so I guess that's where he's focusing most of his time. I really didn't know what to expect with him coming off of the long layoff and the injury, you know, how he would play. And apparently, I know he's frustrated because he's played well down there before, and the course was probably playing a bit easier than it has in recent years, but he just could never get anything going, couldn't get any birdies, and so I'm not surprised he was spending some time on the practice green. He's his own worst critic, and he'll be hard on himself, but he'll stay at it until he gets back where he thinks he needs to be.
All right, Joe, speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, take care.